The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks conclude the home portion of their pre-Christmas schedule tonight at SAP Center at San Jose against the Colorado Avalanche. San Jose is 1-5 in their last six games, and in their last four consecutive games, they've stayed stride for stride with their opponents, but they've had a penchant for giving up goals in the third period. The last four consecutive contests, they've had the lead, but they've given up two goals in each of their last four third periods, and that's something that really has to stop. Sharks alternate captain and defenseman Mario Ferraro talked about it and what needs to be done to be able to hold the lead more successfully.
I think we just have to, you know, play with a little more swagger in the third period. I think we're defending too much, we're sitting back too much, we're killing time, I think, is sort of what we've been doing. And as a young squad that we have, we're trying to learn to go ahead and you know, grab the game and win the game, play to win. So I think we've sat back a little bit in the third. You know, we've been doing such great things throughout the game, 45 minutes, 50 minutes of the game, and then the last 10 minutes, you know, we kind of taken our foot off the gas. And I think it's just growing pains for our group. It's something we're learning. You know, obviously winning is not easy. You know, closing out games is not easy in this league, and we just got to get better and start playing with more confidence.
For head coach Ryan Warsawski, the entire experience is a process of learning how to win consistently.
You know what, we've done some really good things, to your point. This is a part of the process of learning how to win, and it's a fine line to win in this league. And we see it each and every night, not just with our team. The team that wins a game is a couple plays there, a couple plays here. It's details and habits, and we're learning those details and habits. And we've come a long way since the beginning of the year, but we still got a ways to go. And hopefully we can take another step tonight.
But the Sharks head coach acknowledged it's pretty tough to take when it happens four games in a row and when they were so close against the Winnipeg Jets, one of the best teams in the NHL.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating about it. As competitors, you know, from the coaches to the players and everyone in the organization, we want to win, and it's you know, you don't get a trophy for, you know, just being around in games and not having any points come up at the end of the night. So there's a frustration that comes with it. So now you have to, you know, turn the page, and you got to get up the next morning. You got to look at the video and see where we can get better and address the third period as best as we can and move forward. And I think our guys have done a really good job of showing up the next day with the right attitude, getting ready to get to work, and hopefully we can start seeing some results here.
It's a pretty exciting and emotional game tonight because Mackenzie Blackwood is coming back to face off against the San Jose Sharks along with Giovanni Smith. Those two players were well-liked in the Sharks dressing room and part of the San Jose family, but now they go against them for the very first time since that deal was made. Mario Ferraro gave us his feelings on facing Blackwood for the first time.
I don't know. It's like, it's obviously we miss him, right? So we're sad to kind of see him back and not have him on our side, but at the same time, I wish him the best of luck. You know, he did so much for his team. He was such a good guy. I hung out with him a lot off the ice. Was pretty close to them in that way. I think, you know, the Avalanche are lucky to have him. So I wish him the best of luck tonight and moving forward. But yeah, it's sad not having him on our jersey anymore.
But let's not forget, there's another side to that proverbial coin, because inside the Sharks dressing room, Nikolai Kovalenko and Alexander Georgiev are about to face the Avalanche for the first time since the trade. I asked Kovalenko this morning if he was excited about that. His answer was interesting.
Actually, I just be ready and be focused like for the another team. So first of all, for me, it's more important like be consistent, you know, like every game, and be better like every game. So it doesn't matter which like team we play. So obviously it will be more, you know, enjoying like win this team, but I don't really like think about on these subjects. You know, just win Colorado. We just play against Colorado, something like that. I just will be same focus.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski says both of his new players are fitting in quite well.
Yeah, I think they fit in really well. You know, obviously Kobe's had some success with on the score sheet. He's making plays in the offensive zone. He's making plays on breakouts. And then Georgie's is giving us a chance to win every single night. And he's a proven goaltender in this league. I'm sure he wants to stick to his old team. So, you know, we're excited to have both these players. And obviously we know the guy over there pretty well.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center at San Jose right after these messages on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
The hat trick for William Eklund.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots and he scores.
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's been a while since the San Jose Sharks have defeated the Colorado Avalanche in a regular season game. In fact, they are 0-8-2 in their last 10 games against this franchise. Their most recent win was May the 5th, 2021, a 3-2 nail-biter at home against this club. But it's been even longer since they've won on the road in Denver. Back on October the 20th, the Sharks really did well against Colorado in terms of competition, but they lost by the score 4-1. Part of the reason was because of two goals early in the game from the Avalanche's Ross Colton. But then William Eklund scored his first goal of the season on the power play to make it a 2-1 game.
Controlled now by Granlund, moves down the wing, in back behind the Colorado net, holding the puck, stick handling up near side, stopping inside the circle, backing up away from O'Connor, moving into the circle in front. Eklund shoots, and he scores! Shelf for William Eklund. That play was beautifully designed by Mikhail Granlund, who gets the primary assist. And Eklund back in the lineup tonight. Avalanche 2, Sharks 1, with only 1:35 to go.
Unfortunately, the current trend of giving up goals in the third period reared its ugly head back in that contest in October. Joel Kiviranta got his first of the year halfway through to get the eventual game winner, and Cale Makar finished things off with his second goal of the season into an empty net.
Kept in by Granlund. Nice job. Moves to the middle of the ice, holds it, feeds it on the right. Eklund tried to feed it in front. And that was Wenberg, but a sliding, diving play by the defense led by Girard knocked it away. And Makar shoots. Score! Cale Makar, long distance, in the back of the net. Empty netter, 4-1. Colorado.
Sharks defenseman Mario Ferraro gave us his analysis as to what's needed for tonight's game.
We're going to need to stay, you know, real tight defensively. we can't give them a lot of time and space. We've been preaching a lot on closing on our opponents in the D zone as quickly as possible, and we're going to need to do that tonight, because when they get rolling, obviously they're really skilled and they can really get lost in the offensive zone. So we got to do a really good job of just being tight to our check and everybody, you know, swarming when we can to try and work together to get the puck out. And you know, the more we play in their end is going to give us our best chances tonight. So we just definitely got to be aware of who's on the ice tonight and do a good job of shutting them down.
Don't forget to join Jamal Mayers and me for all of the exciting action live from SAP Center starting at 7 o'clock Pacific Time. The Sharks and the Avalanche. I'm Dan Rusinowski. Until then, that's our Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.